The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Good morning, I'm Ron Ferris from Boopa Productions.
And I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions. And
Natasha from Natasha's Bridal.
She's back.
Right. It's Tuesday, March 29th, 2011. And this is Volume 1, Chapter 5, Dan. Keeping you online.
Is it 5 already? Oh, it's my five goodness. Already
of the Wedding Tips Radio Show. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. Are online at www.1110wccmam.com. If you want to email us, you can email us at tips@boopa.com. And this is Boys Week.
You know, Ron, I'm very excited today. I feel adrenaline flowing right through me.
Just keep it over there. I don't need any over here. Just keep your adrenaline. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I know you're excited. This is an exciting week for us.
I mean, April is right around the corner, even though it still feels like it's January. But yeah, doesn't that just give you a burst of...
You're excited for the Red Sox.
Excited that Mr. Daryl Silver is coming into the studio with us today.
Daryl Silver from the Silver Screen here. He's going to be talking about the premiere of the mob movie Boys. And Natasha is back from Natasha's Bridal. She's going to be discussing tuxedos because this is Boys Week.
And explain to us about the Boys theme here, Ron, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Boys is the movie that is premiering this week, this Thursday, at the O'Neill Cinema, which is at the Apple Tree Cinema 12 at 16 Orchard View Drive in Londonderry, New Hampshire. And you can get your tickets online, if you like, for the Sunday through Thursday showing, which will be April 3rd through April 7th. That will be showing each night at 9:30 at the O'Neill Cinemas. And you can go to www.oneillcinemas.com and buy your tickets right online.
Okay, and then the theme of the show goes with the Boys theme. And what will we be doing on this show in addition to discussing this mob movie?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about, tuxedos. That's why Natasha's here for Boys.
And the right things that guys need to do on their side of the wedding circle.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that the gentlemen are being gentlemen like they're supposed to be.
And look who just came in looking like he just crawled out of the Goodfellas movie.
Yes. Well, not only that, but a face for radio, definitely, this morning. How are you?
Daryl Silver, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, here he is.
Indeed. How are you? Good morning.
And if you want to hear Daryl again, he's on Thursday mornings from 10 to 11, right here on WCCM, 1110 AM. And you can reach us by phone here at 978-687-8005 or toll-free at 877-687-8005. And remember, if you're shy, just email us at tips@boopa.com. We will answer your questions right here online. If we don't have an answer for you this week, we'll have it next week. And remember, you can always listen to any of our shows online anytime at our podcast at www.boopa.com. Visit the blog page and the link to our podcast, and you'll be able to hear our shows. Now, one of the most exciting things.
Ron, I have to say one more thing. He just pointed out the tie that you're wearing today.
Yeah, because...
Now, why are you wearing the tie today?
Because Dan gave me a bunch of crap last week that Natasha was here, and he was in a tie, and he was dressed exactly like he is now. No, he wasn't, but he made the audience believe he was. So I said, I'm going to fix him, and I wore my shirt and
you
tie.
You just ratted me out to the audience.
God bless him, huh?
That's right.
I mean, yeah.
I don't need a tie to look good.
Wow. No, that's why we're on radio.
That's beautiful. Oh, I got to say, by the way, it was great coming in because I got a chance to listen to the ads, the videographer ad and the DJ ad coming in. Very impressed.
Thank you.
I loved
it.
It was great. Yeah. I came up with my own little jokes, obviously, on the drive-in and listening to it. You need to figure out. No, I'm not even going to go there, but go ahead.
And I just want to announce that we do have our own address now on Facebook because all of you people who went in and gave us enough likes, it's www.facebook.com/weddingtipsradio. So just.
And I'm going to send a suggestion out to my friends as well to click like on that also. So.
Thank you, Daryl. And with Daryl here in the studio, would you one more time play that song for me? This was for you.
I got excited hearing it. Yes. Please do. How much time is it? Do you hear something? I don't hear anything.
I hear it.
Really? Oh, I hear it now. Yes. That's right. Absolutely.
And that's for Daryl.
Thank you.
His movie coming out. Now, Daryl.
Thank you.
Should we start at the beginning, or we don't want to go back in time?
Oh, no, I want to go back.
You want to go back. 2007.
Yes.
Wow.
When Dan Lynch was editing videos for me for free.
Yeah. Yes. And then when I stopped, he fired me. Imagine firing someone who works for nothing.
He fired you.
Well, he said, I'll give it a shot. I said, I'm done. I'd like to, like, you know, work with you a little bit. I'll try a couple little things. Before you knew it, there was, like, what,
oh,
nine?
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
No, and you know what? He'd come to the house and he'd get his foot in the door. And once that foot got in the door, I knew I was in trouble.
That was it, huh?
It'll take 10 minutes, Dan. We'd be there for like 5 hours.
How many conversations, honest to God, have you and your wife had about me? That pain in the...
We love you, Daryl. We love you.
Now, you got to remember something. See, like Daryl, he's still on West Coast time.
Yes.
He's here on the East Coast, but he doesn't change his clock.
I guess not. No,
so
definitely.
He's up till 2-3 in the morning.
Which
to
is
him,
true.
That's like midnight.
Yes.
Which is like when you're just going to work, Dan.
Right, right.
So
that's right.
He's on West Coast time, so he has no
concept. I'm on European time, aren't I?
Yeah. Speaking of European, the Golden Earring videos are now in 3D.
I love it. Golden Earring mentioned again.
Yes.
At least once a week.
At least once a week.
Well, if it was up to him, none. But yes,
that's right. I made one of their videos that I shot, like back in 2002 when I converted it to a 3D.
Let me ask. I have an important question. I just wanted
to see what it would look like, and it actually looked pretty cool.
Can you put the mob movie in 3D?
Let's delay it
another year.
Are you gonna pay me?
Give you a little couple points on the back end.
That's what I was just going to ask. I mean, you did Daryl's videos for free. Does Golden Earring know you did free work?
No comments.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They could be listening over there in the Netherlands.
The most you got paid was, what, like $100 for the ADR stuff or whatever it was last year?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was it. You probably didn't even cash that check. You probably framed it.
No, I ran to the bank right away thinking that somehow he's going to get it back.
That's awesome. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's quite all right. All right, so, Daryl, we started this movie in 2007.
Yes. Oh, goodness.
And I'm going to tell you, me and Dan were having a conversation, and I went back to my act, you know, planner, and I said, well, let me see. I think it's 2007.
Yeah.
And there it was, 2007 in August, all these days. I had blocked off Daryl Silva rehearsal, Daryl Silva shoot. You know.
Yep. Okay. Wow, that's awesome. And it was around what I assume, like, was it like September, October? Correct?
Yeah, it was August, September. And, well, I know my last shoot was September because it was right before I went.
Oh, the surgery. What was the date of the surgery, by the way?
23rd, I think it was. It was a Tuesday.
Wow, so that.
Why are you looking at me? How would I know?
Because I mentioned it yesterday, but I forgot. You,
nice.
You were half asleep.
Wow. Oh, my God, how time flies. Oh, my
goodness. See how they treat me, Natasha? Daryl, have you met Natasha?
I said hello.
Hi.
But you didn't.
How are you?
This is
not
Daryl.
Officially, though. No.
Not officially.
Yes. Nice to officially meet you. Indeed.
Same here.
So, Daryl.
Yes.
We talked about this before with you on your show, and I think it's important that people understand. You know, they're saying, well, 2007, here it is, 2011. Mm-hmm. It takes 4 years to put out a movie, and we know the reasons why, but I think you should explain, because I kind of applaud you for the delay,
Okay.
Because you were not satisfied with the final product in 2008, 2009.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah. 2010, you were not happy.
And no.
Rather than...
Well, Dan knows.
Rather than put up something inferior, you took the hit of being chastised by us and everybody else.
Yeah.
Not me.
You know we were kidding. You know we were kidding with you, but I know there were some people that were dead serious.
I'm sure they were. Nobody got, you know, thank God, that abrasive or whatever not, you know, to me, but you could tell by the disappointment that it's very likely there were some conversations at home, I'm sure, which understandably so. When you don't understand, you just don't understand. And I mean, we all kind of have our own opinions about things we don't understand. And, you know, growing, you learn that you don't blame people for that. They just don't know. You know, but no, I mean, Dan knows. Oh, my God, that's a story in itself, and I think it's part of one of the blogs on the Mob Movie website, which is Boys, B-O-Y-S, mobmovie.com, where I talk about meeting with Dan straight off getting off the plane, coming to his house at like 1 or 2 in the morning to do some work or whatever not, and you drop me off at the Dunkin's where your son Phil now works down the street
at
4 or 5 in the morning where my wife picks me up, and... You know, at that point, Dan calls me the next day early in the afternoon, and his video of me looking just absolutely dreadful, like just like 80 years old. When I go over Dan's house, and Dan says, dude, he goes, I'm worried for you, man. He goes, there was just some issues with the video, with some problems with the way it was cut. There was some issues with, I still don't know what to call it, that strobe that was going on in the video.
I hadn't even watched the whole thing. I think I watched like the first 15 or 20 minutes, and I know the guy sent them the wrong file. That's all I could think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and here we are.
You said that. I remember Dan saying that.
And here we are a day away, and you can't get in touch with this guy or whatever not, because he had already gotten paid, and you know, at that point it was just, you know, didn't care about really what he was doing. It was just all about the money, unfortunately. And to the best of my knowledge, as I've seek him out, he's not even doing it anymore. Just kind of a pay and go as you please type thing. But, you know, I just went to the theater that night. My wife and I went to the theater that night. We watched it or whatever not. And I think I literally was close to like a breakdown. I just had to walk away. And
what do you say? You threw your popcorn at the screen?
I actually did. I had a water bottle with me. And I actually...
Oh, water bottle.
I tossed the water bottle. I seriously did. I mean, that thing just went flying. I said, you got to excuse me for a minute. I went to the... Yeah, there you go. I went to the... getting very mafia in here.
Yes.
I went to the side of the theater. And I literally did one of those melodramatic bang my fist against the thing, and I think I really kind of let go because it was just, you soak your whole life into a creative endeavor, especially something like this, and I gotta tell you, you know, to experience that kind of disappointment and know what's to come, that you're going to be calling every invite for that premiere that night or the next morning, the same day, it wears heavy on you, let me tell you, because I care a lot. I hope you guys can vouch for this, because it's what I feel. I care a lot about everyone that I've worked with on this film. I care about people. I do care about, you know, from the right standpoint, what people think. And, you know, it hurt me a lot. So, you know, to be back now a year later, a little over a year later, to look at a project, you know, that now I'm very, very confident with, is a great feeling. Of course, I still look at it and I still say, man, I could do this, I could do that. I could, you know, sound could be like this or whatever, but I got to remind myself, it's a low-budget indie film. You're not making Avatar. It's a solid piece. It's a solid story. Everything was done professionally. It's ready to rock and roll. You could take yourself to that for another 3-4 years. Right. I need another 30 grand, 40. It's got to be like this, like that. And now you say 3D. Maybe it should have been 3D. No, you can drive yourself absolutely mad, but it's ready. It's ready to go to the next stage, and we're ready to take this thing and pow.
Folks, you got to look at him. If you could see him right now, he is living the part. If you've watched The Sopranos or Goodfellas and see these guys in their running jumpsuits... You know, the little sweatsuit there.
Yeah.
For my friends that are listening, I'll just give you a brief description of what he has on. It's called a Revere tuxedo.
There you go. That's great.
So my son, my brother-in-law, they all know what I'm talking about. He has on a blue Revere tuxedo.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I think I wore it at one of the scenes in the movie, actually, the Casa Vecchia, which is now the Bada Bing.
Nice.
On Broadway, yeah. So I'm pretty sure I did.
You're listening to Wedding Tips Radio, even though it doesn't sound like Wedding Tips right now, because we're talking with Daryl Silva, because this is Boys Week, who is the writer, producer, director, and star of the mob movie Boys, which will be premiering this Thursday at the O'Neill Cinema, which is at the Apple Tree Cinema 12.
Yeah.
In Londonderry, New Hampshire. That's at 16 Orchard View Drive.
Now, that premiere night is just invites, right?
Yes, invites only. And it's funny, I've gotten a couple questions on that, and I was very adamant about answering right back. So I'm like, please. I mean, we're like to the T. I mean, there's like not one seat available. I reserved the row up front, though, the neck breaker seats. Going to tape those off, cut those off, because those are just way too close. But other than that, I mean, every seat is absolutely taken.
I watched Animal House in those seats.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
the
great.
The theater was full.
I remember like sneaking into my cousin's like bedroom to watch that when they all got together and watched it. Oh. Especially that scene where he climbs up the the side of the house or whatever. I was traumatized by that.
I bet you were. For those of you that would like to see the movie and you're not invited Thursday, well, you can go Sunday to Thursday from April 3rd to April 7th. This movie will be showing at 9:30 at night at the O'Neill Cinema. And there is no rating, but consider it rated R.
Yes.
There is
violence,
one scene.
Language.
I can't wait to see that scene.
And some other scenes that just keep that. This isn't a movie for the kids. This is not a Disney movie. So it is rated R. And on the 9th, it will be playing at Chunky Cinema in Haverhill.
Yes.
And if you want those tickets, they need to get in touch with you, Daryl.
I strongly recommend advance tickets, because close to 60 advance tickets have already been sold.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's 190 seats in the theater. The blessing also about getting advance tickets is we'll reserve your seats. So you'll actually have, I guess you want to call it, VIP reserve seats. But the good news about if they go and they try to get in and can't, they're going to give us another Saturday, meaning the following Saturday, April 16th, likely 7 or 7:30. And then is probably about 95% right now that we're going to be at Vision Max Cinema on Saturday night, April 23rd, which is going to be almost like another semi-premiere.
Wow.
And I'm excited about that theater also, because they have like a decoder. I guess that decodes if it's in 5.1, so it'll actually be in 5.1.
Nice. Is Bruce going to the movie?
I hope to.
He better.
Now, if you reshot the movie, would you have given him a part?
Oh, absolutely.
What would he have done?
You know what?
Would he have been a hitman?
We went back in a couple months ago and adjusted our thank yous at the end of the movie. We actually added Bruce Arnold.
Nice.
Yeah, to the end credits. Yeah, exactly.
What time is it showing at Chunky's, Daryl? Is it 7:30?
It is 7:30, but you'll see some advertisements say 7 p.m. And I think at some points when I was filling those out, I thought to myself, better to tell the general public sometime 7, so they'll have time to get tickets in case it is close to selling out.
So we'll put 7 on that
one. And we're going to have an after party after that one as well. I think the tickets are like $10 a piece for that, but it'll include entrance into the after party.
Okay,
so
great.
The after party location to be announced.
All right. Now, are you ready to help us with the wedding discussion?
And oh, my God. I've been ready for this for 10 years.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Should we go to a commercial break?
Yeah, let's. We're going to take a break.
We're going to have to, like, talk to him.
Yeah. I'm ready.
The do's and the don'ts.
Listening to Wedding Tips Radio.
I love you guys.
Want your wedding day to be perfect and unique, a reflection of who you are as individuals and as a couple. You want your honeymoon to be just as unique. At Playtime Vacations, we want to help make sure your honeymoon will be everything you're hoping for and more. Our experienced staff is waiting to hear from you, ready to help create the honeymoon of your dreams. Give us a call at 603-275-2350 or visit us online at www.playtimevacations.net, and let's start planning together. Playtime Vacations. Get out and play.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Who let the dogs out?
And you're listening to Wedding Tips Radio Show. And that song, Who Let the Dogs Out, since it is Boys Week, that is one of the more popular songs that we play when we bring the guys up to catch the garter.
Oh, that's great.
And, you know, the boys are back in town, and we have a couple of more coming up during the show.
What about that Bad Boys tune? Bad Boys, bad boys, what you gonna do, bad boys?
Yeah, well, that's your song. That's...
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you do the job you do now. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
That's for the sheriffs of...
Does your wife ask you to keep the outfit on when you get home?
You know what? I'd rather not discuss that on the radio, okay? I'm a wedding videographer, okay?
Yeah, I know a lot of women are into that. That's why.
All right. We're going to get into some wedding talk here. We're going to go to our lovely Natasha from Natasha's Bridal.
Great to have you back, Natasha.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes, Natasha... Grandkina, who was going to talk to us about...
I thought it was Grand China.
No, that's Brankina.
Is it spelled China?
It's like Brand China, but the C-H is a K in Italian, so it's
I've been telling Brankina. Everybody Grand China.
No.
You're just trying
I get
to
that
cool.
enough at the Chinese restaurants.
Okay.
You know...
I won't get it right.
You're Grand lucky Kina. We're on AM radio, because there's a right good Italian saying I could say right now,
nice.
But I won't. But Natasha... Please.
Just so you know, my in-laws are listening.
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that.
Dan, you were in the mob movie Boys. She's Italian.
I'm not Enough Italian. Set. I'm not Italian. Oh.
The in-laws.
Oh, the in-laws, yes.
Enough said, okay? Natasha, please, about tuxedos. What is the procedure for a gentleman when he comes? Is it usually just the groom, or does he bring the groomsman with him?
No, it's usually the bride and groom. She always has a say in it, for the most part. She wants to pick it out, and you know, and then once we decide, they know how many people are in the wedding, then we decide who's wearing what color they're wearing, and then we set the appointment. That day I'll measure the groom, and then he'll just start sending the rest of the guys in.
Now, does she usually bring in a swatch of...
For the most part, for me, when I'm doing the tuxedos, I already did the bridesmaids in her wedding gown, you know,
so
I already
colors.
Have all that with me, yes.
Okay. And what's it... When a guy goes in to get measured, how long does that take? Is it 10, 15 minutes?
It depends on him. Some of them are funny. Some of them just want to come in and out. So it can take up to 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, so it's not a long process.
If they haven't picked anything out, then it can take up to 20 minutes.
Okay. And what's the styles today? Is it still... We don't see the velvet tuxedos anymore, right?
No, but wow. They're coming back. I love the velvet jackets for the winter. You see those?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No,
I haven't
That'd
seen
be
them.
Nice. Yep. The styles, it's pretty much the vest and the tie. It's no longer that bow tie.
It's the long tie, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
wow.
Dads, though, there's a lot of dads that still want the bow tie. They don't want the tie.
Nice.
So
remember
nice.
When we were young, they used to have those big ruffle things
yeah.
in the
still
front? Have
they,
they still have those?
I love those. Yeah. Those remind me of like the 60s. And
All
stuff.
The old
yeah.
stuff is still around. You can still get it. Maybe not in the baby blue tuxedo anymore, but. Oh. You can still get them.
That's what I remember.
Here
like
we
my
go.
First, my
Here we
first
go.
Used tux was like a brown one or a blue one that I bought.
They have
used.
Brown. They have brown. Brown yeah. is huge.
Wow.
And the ruffle shirt, the big ruffle shirt.
Right.
And
you don't
the
have
bow
any
tie.
Old pictures
I bet
you
look sharp. Yeah.
Plus, it was those big velvet bow ties, the clip-on yeah. ones, too. That,
right.
That we used to have.
Nice.
Back then. Now, what about tails? Is the groom, is that something where the groom
no,
is the tails?
Not any. I haven't done one yet.
Yeah, but okay. And not ever? Never?
Not in the 5 years. No, I haven't.
Wow. Really?
You have to remember, I offer tuxedos to my customers, but I'm not advertising it like a, you know, like Men's Warehouse, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do that. Or Mr. Tux, which is no longer... around.
Oh, yeah, there's one.
Actually, yeah.
There's one in Lawrence still.
I was going to ask
yeah,
that
Yeah, but
question.
Men's Warehouse bought out Mr. Tux.
Really?
Yes, there's no longer Mr. Tux.
Oh, well, I know the building. I guess I have to open my eyes a little bit.
Yeah, it's
Men's
she's
Warehouse,
exactly right.
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So do you, I guess that was going to be my question, because with the having a couple premieres coming up, whatever not, we can put the word out if anyone wants to really, you know, shop it up. Do you, so somebody can actually go to your shop and
do a
tuxedo rental?
I don't know if you know Sal from Sal's Pizza.
Yeah, oh, yes, he does. He
did a commercial down at the North End for his premiere of the grand opening of his new restaurant.
Yep.
And I did their tuxedos.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Oh, nice.
I did a huge wedding for one of his managers that works at one of his places.
Which one? What's his name?
Peter
Ackerman.
That's it. I did Peter's wedding, and I went to their wedding. It was beautiful.
Wow.
That was a lot of fun.
And he married a Brazilian girl, right?
Giselle.
We see her down at the beach every summer.
She works down at the Salisbury one, right? Yes.
Did you get paid in cheese or pepperoni?
Yeah, nice. Cash. We'll give you free fruit for a year.
Always the funny guy, huh?
No,
Ronnie?
They were really nice to work with. They were a lot of fun.
Look, Daryl, you did a commercial for
them. I did four of them. Dan Lynch and his son were in one of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should have videotaped my parking lot that day.
Really?
Maseratis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice
Every nice car that you can think of
was
in my parking lot.
We don't have any more money for your movie.
Yeah. What's that?
No, it's okay.
What'd you say?
No, nothing. No, but she's right. I've seen Nikki's Maserati. Yeah. God bless him.
Yeah.
It's usually like a different girl.
He
in it
was
every
a
week.
Lot of fun in the dressing room.
Yeah, I could imagine. Yeah, God bless. Did you close up the shop for him for like an hour? Hey, Nikki, have a ball. God bless you. It's always been my fantasy.
Stop it.
Oh my God, I'm gonna get in trouble.
So Natasha, when how long? Now, if someone comes in, do the tuxedos have to be altered for them, or do you?
I measure you, the man, pretty much, and then I order it to their size.
Okay.
But if something comes in, it's still a little too long or short, then we'll fix it at the shop, yes.
Okay. And how long does it, if someone went in today and said, I need a tux for Thursday, which.
I'll have one tomorrow.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, that's impressive.
There is an increase in price, though, because of it.
The rush, yes.
To, yeah.
Of course.
So you can still get one, Daryl. You still have your tux.
Don't put the pressure on me. I already have some picked out. All right, but next time, definitely, I'm going to Natasha. As, you know, you want, because I, not that I'm one of those corporate socks, but I mean, if you can go to the local shops.
Absolutely.
Or whatever, not,
yeah.
I'm all for that. You kidding me? I love that. That's awesome.
Shop
awesome.
Local.
Yes.
I'm the same way. I like to shop local. You know, like, for example, for spring, I like to buy my flowers.
Yep.
I always go to Simone Farms. I don't go to Home Depot.
Good
I know
you.
It's still in Methuen, but
yep.
You got to keep those business going.
Amen. Where's
Simone Farms?
Right across the street.
Where is it?
Yeah, you need to drive around the area a little bit over here.
You know, well...
take your motorcycle and go down Merrimack Street.
You know what? A flower place isn't a place that I frequent. What, Ron? You got something to say?
No, all I was going to say was, Dan, you just had a look on your face that I could see you're very tired right now. See, this is Dan, you got to understand, this is Dan's Friday night.
That's right.
You know.
Well, when I was young, I was a carpenter, worked for an old man, Faye Teresi, back when I was in high school.
Great name.
Taking carpentry. And he used to tell me I'd ride around with my eyes closed. And any time that, like this situation here, I always remember that when I don't see something. Like, that's strike two against me today. I mean, Mr. Tux is gone?
Yeah, it is. She's absolutely right. Absolutely. It's Men's Warehouse.
Dan, why don't you meet us in Lawrence at Cedar Crest later?
Yeah, exactly. And he will, too. I guarantee you. He asked me where this place was initially when you guys were coming in.
Is that so bad? They used to be in Lawrence.
Yeah, about 20 years ago.
Wow.
It's all right. We love Dan.
Bruce, don't laugh. This is
Don't you take the? You should take the Tribune with you when you go to work.
Yeah.
At least keep up on local affairs. I mean,
absolutely.
I'm trying to help you.
Absolutely. Well, I know about Cedar Crest. Come on, guys. Can we continue with the show now?
Let's do it.
I think this has been more fun than the regular show. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, Natasha.
That's all right.
Shoes. They can also get shoes from you.
Yes.
The is it still the patent leather?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's still the classy way to go, I think. But you can get the ones that are not shiny.
Nice.
Yes.
And cufflinks and all that is
all included.
Okay.
Wow. Wonderful.
Yep.
I have a problem with cufflinks, putting them on. If I have to tie my own bow tie, do you train?
No, you don't have to.
They're
you
all clip-ons?
It's already all done for
you. It just clips right around. I see. Yeah. Right,
oh,
right.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful.
And then, like I said last week, clipping on the, putting on the corsage, the boutonniere. Yeah.
Wow,
well, if you don't want to do that right now, you can just use the pocket square, you know? They're really nice.
Oh, the pocket squares, that have like the hanky or whatnot?
Yes.
Oh, that's handsome.
That's what that is, yeah.
Maybe you could go to some malt and they'll show you.
Yeah.
Be a little
I'm sorry.
All right.
He thinks he's cute in that tie.
Yeah, he is. Gets a handsome tie, God bless him. Are you guys getting all decked out for Thursday? Or no, you're going kind of like just nice, casual?
I'm going to dress like you're dressed right now.
I should.
I'm wearing my tux.
Are you wearing a
tux? The Revere
tux. What are you doing?
You know what? I'm not. I got a nice black suit coat. I bought a special tie that matches with my wife's dress.
Nice.
We actually went and picked it out together because she already had the dress.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one from the second wind premiere.
Yeah, no. Actually, the second wind premiere, I did do a tux. I did.
I do remember that.
This outfit's been ready to go now, I think, for a little while. So,
what color is your wife's dress?
It's black and gold.
Nice.
Yeah, black and gold. But like I said, we got... Hold on, I'm posing for a picture. So here we go. All right, ready? Boy. Rock and roll. It's live radio. Miguel, there you go. All right.
Yeah.
So no,
amateur.
But, like I said, we got a couple other screenings coming up, or a couple other premieres or whatnot. So there's definitely a couple options here. I want to send some people down that way, or at least mention it, you know?
And if your wife needs another dress.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sure.
If it's black and gold.
Yeah.
You could wear a Bruins jersey.
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, I should. I'm telling you. You know what it is? I've been so soaked in to the whole technical. Up till tonight, I'm driving up to Burlington later this afternoon to pick up another Blu-ray of the movie. We're going back tonight again to screen it because we went the other day, and it looked good, it sounded good, but the volume, the audio could have stood to be compressed a little more, turned up a little louder, and the Blu-ray that was burnt, it wasn't burnt in the 2:3:5 aspect ratio with the widescreen.
Yeah, you were telling
it was
me about
burnt
that.
Full screen.
Right,
oh, yeah,
right.
You and I spoke.
Yeah.
That's right.
It should be fine, though.
Yeah, but I'm like, still, up till the day, I'm still... Like, you know, so I wasn't as I didn't have the opportunity or the time this time around to think as much about the about what I was wearing, this, that, and everything else. So it ended up, you know, kind of being nice and dressed, but a little bit more casual than I was on the first premiere. But now that it'll all be set and done, I look forward to getting back to
you know
the whole bit and the tux and stuff like that.
No, tuxes, they usually, you have those returned. Like the day
next
after,
day, yes.
The next, after the wedding, okay.
Yes.
And
you know, everyone always calls like, oh, you know, did my tux come in? When's the wedding? Next week. It usually comes 2 days, a day before.
Oh.
It's never like 2 weeks before because other people are renting them.
Oh, I
see. Okay? And they have to get cleaned and stuff like that.
Right.
Okay. You're listening to Wedding Tips Radio, and this is 1110 AM WCCM. And our phone number is 978-687-8005. And toll-free, our number is 1-877-687-8005. Give us a call or email us a question at tips@bupa.com, and we will answer any questions you may have. I'm going to switch gears here a little bit and... Everybody here can help out on this one. This is about buying an engagement ring.
Ooh.
I can tell you my story.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, you bought your
did you buy your engagement
ring? No, I didn't buy my own, but I can tell you how I got it.
Was it a surprise?
It was a very big surprise, yeah.
So
Let's hear it.
Yeah, because this is part of what this is all
okay.
about. Go ahead.
I just think that a lot of men, don't take this personally, just go and buy the ring, take you out to dinner, and, you know, I just think you need to put a little more effort into it.
Oh.
Don't you think?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Remember what you said last week?
Well, actually, I kind of fibbed because it was kind of, I did do something a little different.
What did you do?
Well, it's kind of silly because it was, you know, going out to dinner and all that. We went to Mother Anna's in Boston, but we were on our way to go see The Who. They were playing over in the old Foxborough Stadium. But, so I had like a flower in my jacket. I had this little Batman on a string. And so I'm pulling all this stuff out one at a time, and she thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
And then I pulled out the ring.
I mean, the actual proposal for me wasn't that romantic because it was actually done in front of the whole family, which I didn't expect. The good part about it was 3 years before, my husband had taken me to Aruba, and I broke my watch. And I said, I can't be without a watch. We have to go get a watch. So we went downtown, and I was looking at watches, and he was looking at diamonds. And he says, Natasha, look at this ring. And I said, oh, no, I'm not ready for that. And he goes, just put it on. So I put it on, and there was this hot fuchsia cloth, you know, the ones that they clean the jewelry with. And he put my hand on it, and he snapped a picture. Ooh. So 3 years later, he proposed to me with the same exact ring.
Wow.
So with the picture, he had it made down in New York.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
And I was like, oh, my God, that's the ring from Aruba. And he goes, that's the ring from Aruba.
Good memory, too.
Wow. Nice.
So that was it.
That's cool. That's very nice.
That's a classy guy. That's a perfect lead-in for step one here.
Little did you know.
No, I didn't, and it was great. But there's just one thing I want to read, because I think this is kind of interesting. Remember, it is not absolutely required that a man give an engagement ring to a woman. In these modern crazy times of ours, it's completely acceptable for a woman to give an engagement ring to a man.
Really?
To exchange engagement gifts, to exchange posy ring, bands with inscriptions of love. Mm. Or, you ready for this one? To get his or her matching tattoos.
What?
I don't know about that.
Tattoos?
Yeah, tattoos. I believe that in this day and age, yeah.
Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton, right?
That's right.
Yeah, but then you, God forbid, you split up. You can always get rid of the ring, the tattoo.
That's a lot of work. People are doing it now. You hear about it all the time. Yeah. Laser and all that stuff.
I'm just.
Yeah, but be careful with these tattoos, because there's a lot of brides that come in now with these tattoos on their backs, and they regret it.
I'll bet.
Yeah, so think about that.
So, and what Natasha was saying, step number one, find out what your girlfriend likes. Mm. So that's the first, and some of the suggestions here, talk to her parents. If you're on a speaking terms with the parents of your future in-laws, you know, that could be a good starting place.
Do they even ask their parents anymore for the hand in marriage?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I know I was. I was asked.
Yeah, my husband didn't do it.
Yeah, my son did it, too.
So. Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Wow, nice. So that's this generation.
Yeah, it was nice. We were going to Disney, and he was going to propose to his wife at Disney, and he talked to her father and said we were going down there, and this is what his intentions were. And
wow, good for him.
In fact, it was very nice the way my son did it. They have this walk in Disney where you could put your names on it. And my son started dating his wife, who was on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So there was a rock, one of the stones that he had made with their names and the date that they started dating. And we all couldn't go because it was still under construction, but the tour guy took them to the rock, and he showed her the rock, and he got down on one knee and gave her the
ring. See, that's romantic.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying.
That's very nice.
You got to put effort into that.
That's very nice, awesome. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it was beautiful.
That's nice.
And
so,
and if you
it's very. He's a classy kid. He's a good kid.
Takes after his mother.
Yeah. God bless him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I hear you. Definitely.
All kidding aside, Ron, you're a good guy.
No, he is, and I think Ron was a good example. God bless. Yeah, be my dad too, will you? I mean, please.
Yeah. God. I was your dad.
Yeah. You were in the movie.
You got me killed.
I said, what guy do I really? What guy do I really love? I want him to be my father at least for a few minutes. God bless him. Well, he got that from you. I went and got a teddy bear, and we went on a cruise ship. And the teddy bear had one of those like record buttons where you could record on the bear. So what I did was I pressed record and I said, Lisa, will you marry me? So we're in the room, whatever, not late night after dinner. We go back to the room and I say, give her the bear. And, you know, I say, oh, play it, whatever not. So she plays the bear and then it says, Lisa, will you marry me? And she's just in absolute tears.
Nice.
So the bear asked her, but it was with my voice.
Very nice.
So this is a cool subject. It's bringing back a lot of good memories of when I was a kid.
I hate to bring it up again, but a bear again, a Bruins. Bruins is a bear.
Yeah, yeah. So, you and the
wear
Bruins.
Wear a Bruins shirt.
Yeah, Bruins should be paying him for plugging them like crazy over here at the show.
Okay, if you can't get along with the in-laws or get any information from them, there's always the girlfriends who know everything that's going on. Uh-huh. You know, they know, and this isn't sexist, it's just that women generally know more about rings than men.
Yeah.
So if you could take your take her best friend with you to the jewelry store for a second opinion.
End up falling in love with her.
Yeah. This is the Wedding Tips radio show. This is about getting
Can we get him out of here?
About getting married and staying married.
But be careful the best friend doesn't give it away.
Yeah,
that's true, too.
That's true. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Good point.
There's some, like, never mind. Find a good jewelry store. Absolutely find a good jewelry store. You want to ask around people who have had their rings, people who are married, maybe a friend of yours that just got engaged. Where did they get their ring? The most important thing is make sure the jeweler is a member of the American Gem Corporation called the AGC. Now, this is a must.
Wow.
It says, otherwise, you might as well buy your engagement ring from Crazy Carl on the corner.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
This is really good information.
Yeah, because the reason why is you want to make sure, and we're going to get to this in a minute, that the diamonds are certified. And, you know, and some of the things that we're going to talk about now is, you know, like, the clarity, the carat size, the color, and the cut. These are all the things that go into a diamond. And unless you really know what you're doing, you could really get scammed by someone. So go to a reputable jeweler, someone who belongs to
you. You know, this is really kind of upsetting me, knowing that there's probably some schmuck over in Wyoming somewhere going to buy a ring not knowing this, and he's not listening to our show right now, and he'll never know.
Yeah, you know what? No, seriously, this is important info. So I assume your safest bets are like these jewelry stores. The rent's got to be so high, though. The jewelry stores maybe like going in the mall and stuff like that. Those you know are legit. They would be if they're in a mall, I'm assuming.
Right.
Most of them, yeah. I mean, okay. And a lot of them are corporate now, too.
Yeah, so those are always a safe bet, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is not to say you're
most
local.
Most people know local jewelers their whole life, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
That their parents go to and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Good point.
I mean, like in Boston, there's the jeweler's building. And again, you may be able to go there. You may be able to go to the mall right here and find what you're looking for.
Okay, gotcha.
Just make sure they're legitimate.
Okay. Too bad it's not like buying a car where you can take it for an hour and bring it to an expert and say, hey, will you want to look at this?
You'll go to jail.
Yeah.
You didn't borrow it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Decide on your budget. Now, the diamond industry tries to convince you that a ring should cost you 2 months' salary. Now, if you want to go along with that, that's fine. But don't spend money just for the sake of spending money. If you see the perfect ring, but its price is less than 2 months of your salary, just pretend it costs more and pocket the difference.
Nice.
But it's... Wow. If, however, you are obsessed with tradition, use the two-month salary rule as your guide. Now, here is a very important point which most people don't realize. Once you've decided on a ring, the most important thing to remember is this. Negotiate. It's just like buying a car. You said buying a car, Dan. You are expected to negotiate the price. When buying a diamond, keep in mind that the average jewelry store charges double what they should, so never pay sticker price.
Wow. Good to
know.
You may think it's intimidating to go in, you know, to a fancy jewelry store and haggle over the price. Forget about it.
Nice.
Jewelers are just car salesmen without the complimentary donuts.
Ooh.
These are not my words, folks. This is, I'm just reading this from soyouwanna.com is, the website that they give you if you have a question about anything. Choose a stone. Get a diamond. Get a diamond. Get a diamond.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure. Go get one.
Shut up, suck it up, and get her a diamond. The S&P comes fashionable for other jewelers, you know, for other jewelry, you know, emeralds, sapphires, aquamarines, topaz. But unless you're sure that she hates diamonds, just get her a diamond. Okay? Same reason people wear blue jeans, because they're traditional and they like them. Now, there's four C's when buying a diamond. There's clarity, color, cut, and carat. And again, we're going to say this. Make sure that the diamond has a cert. This is a written document that lists the clarity, the color, and the cut, and the carat of the diamond, so you can know what you're buying. Okay? They should be independently appraised by the GIA, the IGE, the EGL, or the AGS. These are only four acceptable appraisal organizations. Okay? So look for the stamp on the cert. Make sure it's a certified diamond.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Clarity. A diamond's clarity is the primary factor in determining its price. Clarity refers to how easily you can see the imperfections in the diamonds. Be they on the surface. If they're on the surface, they're called blemishes. And if they're inside, they're called inclusions. And what does it matter? Well, the more flaws, more light reflected, more sparkle. So if there's flaws, the light's going to not reflect as well. So that's where the clarity comes in.
Oh, good info.
Now, the scale for diamonds is flawless and internally flawless. And I'm going to give you some terms that when you talk to a jeweler, they'll explain them. But it's like FS1, VVS1, VVS2, VS1, VS2, SI1, SI2, I1, I2, I3. Okay. These are all the ratings of the clarity of a diamond. That's all.
Wow.
That's all these are. And when you sit with your jeweler, they'll explain what they are.
Nice.
Color. The color of the diamonds, colorless, which is clear, to faint yellow. The more colorless the diamond, the more expensive it is. There are other diamonds that, you know, have colors. There are red diamonds, there's green diamonds, canary yellow diamonds. Don't forget the big blue diamond from the Titanic.
Oh, there you go.
You know, that was a big blue diamond.
That's beautiful right there. Okay, right. That's all you needed to say.
And again, you know, they have ratings. The top rating for a diamond begins with the letter D, not an A, B, or C. D, E, and F are colorless.
That's Darryl is in.
And then they go all the way to Z. So, again, when you go with your jeweler, they'll explain that. The cut of a diamond, that's the diamond shape. How many facets are on there? The most popular are 58 facet, round cut, and oval cut. That 58 facet means it has 58 flat faces surrounded by the top of the diamond. Let's see, I'm trying to, before we run out of time, the carat. How big is a carat? Well, a 50-point diamond is 0.5 carat. It's the size of a small pea. On the other end of the scale, the diamond Richard Burton gave Liz Taylor is a 69-carat diamond, 6,900
nice.
Points.
You got a nice
wow.
country.
So, I wonder where that is now.
Yeah, bingo.
Well, somebody has it.
Yeah.
And lastly, we're going to talk about choosing the setting and a band, which is kind of what happened with Natasha, that her husband showed her. This is what they were wearing.
How many years you been married now?
10 years.
Oh, 10 years, just like me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah, this summer.
So that was...
Oh, wow.
That was quickly just some tips. Again, see your jeweler, and they'll help you out in selecting your diamond. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be right back with Wedding Tips Radio.
Hi, this is Ron Ferris from Bupa Productions. If you're a wedding vendor, why not become a sponsor on the Wedding Tips Radio Show? Your ad is not only played on our show, but it becomes part of our podcast. What this means for you is an ad that continues to generate exposure. Most ads are a one-time investment that you hope gets seen or heard. With our podcast, your ad continues to be heard on the internet, and we also place your information on our website under Wedding Vendors. Give us a call at 1-800-882-2723 or email us at info@bupa.com, and we will show you how reasonable our advertising is. You can hear all of our shows at www.bupa.com. Bupa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guests and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.bupa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
Okay, guys. Hey, Dan here. Listen,
Dan
I got the groom-to-do tips, and I know we're running out of time. I had a top five, but I'm going to give you three. I got them off a website that I didn't write the name of the website down. But anyway, the first one is have an opinion. This is your wedding, too, so get in on the planning. Give your opinion on the major planning points. Pick a few things that interest you, like the food, music, or photos. It'll let your fiancé know that she's not in this alone. Manage your men. Know your friend who loses his car keys once a week. Probably better not make him responsible for bringing the ring to the ceremony. And your buddy who tends to drink too much, make sure one of your more reliable or sober groomsmen keep him from flirting with your fiancé's mom during the rehearsal dinner.
Nice.
You guys don't have to be saints, but they will have responsibilities, and it's your job to make sure they know what those responsibilities are. And the last thing is get sentimental. The day of the wedding, send her a gift, flowers, or a sweet note to read while she's getting ready. Or before the ceremony or at the reception, pull the videographer aside and tape a special message for her. She'll see it later, and she'll love you even more.
Good idea.
All right, Dan. Thank you.
Nice.
Very good. Well, this has been the Wedding Tips Radio Show.
It has.
Believe it or not. And we'd like to thank our guest today, Daryl Silva from the Silver Screen.
Yes,
Daryl's
always a pleasure.
Natasha Brankina from Natasha's Bridal. And, of course, my cohort, Mr. Dan Litt from Daniel's Video.
Danny Lynch.
And, of course, Ron Ferris from Bupa Productions.
Yes. We wouldn't do any of this without our friend, Mr. Bruce Arnold.
Always a pleasure, Bruce.
My pleasure.
Brucey.
We'll see you next week, next Tuesday, 9 a.m.
It was great being here. Go see boys.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guest, and are not necessarily those of WCCA.